Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's chapter reading, you know you can go ahead and pre-order your copy of the full version of Lamb to the Slaughter just by visiting me at wilddesires.com. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 10 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous pleasure, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's reading of chapter 23, From Lamb to the Slaughter. Chapter 23. Dominic. Already, they all know. Their faces echo the fear in their hearts. But that is the funny thing about wolves. Untouched in their den, they are secure. Attack the den, and the den becomes their prison. They need to be out where they can at least run if they need to. Now they're trapped. And that breeds fear. I've lost one of my pack. For the first time, one has died. And this is my fault, my responsibility. I need to do, and will do, what I do best. And I will not risk Diane Hightower getting caught up in any of this. She isn't ready. Not yet. My children, my pack. As you all already know, we have unfortunately lost one of our own. Joseph Shawish was murdered last night. I look at each and every one of the pack, already seeing their thinking, their planning, their strategies in their expressions. You have all been trained to use your senses, better than anyone walking the streets of this godforsaken city. If we stay here, we are trapped. We need to get out where we can use our senses to find whoever murdered Joseph and make sure it doesn't happen again. This will only be for a short while, until this is all buried. A few days at most, I would think. I have arranged transport for you to Dirty Nelly's, where Joseph took his last breath. Use your instincts. Track whoever did this. Split up. If you ever come under any form of threat, come back here and I will protect you. Under no circumstances are you to face off against anyone involved. You track them back to their home, and then return here and tell me. I will do what is necessary afterwards. Is that all understood? Relief drifts across their faces. We are doing what is a natural instinct for our kind. We are taking back control, prevailing, ruling, dominating. We will not hide. We will not cower. Wolves face their battles in one way only, head on. Now look at the cub next to you, the wolf next to you, because as of now, you are all one and the same. You are all wolves, and make a promise to one another. You will do everything in your power, and nothing less to track down Joseph's killer. For Joseph, for the wolf next to you, for the pack. Confident tones resonate around the hall, filling me with deep pride. They truly are wolves, and this is their moment to shine. Cometh the moment, cometh the wolf, or something along those lines. It is time to take this war to the sheep. Now go, all of you. Watching them file out. They will be safer away from me at the moment, away from CNE. Undoubtedly the sheep will come for me, and I will be waiting. The war is finally here. Now, Monday, Easter Monday. There will be a story on Monday, yes. And it's our first birthday. So, I don't know what's going to happen. Well, I don't, because it's impromptu, so it's all made up on the spot. But I look forward to joining you in bed, where we can get wild all over again. So for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.